Not so fast to Europe, Catalonia. It is not surprising that Mr. Mas's advisers have published a report favouring the idea of Catalonia becoming an EU member state, but we are a very long way from that happening. It will not be very surprising for those readers who have been following events in Catalonia for some time to discover that a report commissioned by the Catalan government concludes favourably that an independent Catalonia would indeed likely become an EU member state following secession from Spain at some as-yet undetermined moment in the future. Readers should not, however, forget Spain's long-standing attitude towards the recognition of regions or countries it considers a threat to its own territorial integrity, were Madrid ever to go down that slippery slope. Not only has the current Spanish government repeatedly insisted that it will veto any attempt by a hypothetically independent Catalonia to apply for EU membership, it has also not ruled out the possibility of vetoing a Scottish application for EU membership, and Spain continues to refuse to recognise Kosovo, which declared independence from Serbia in 2008. The Spanish government's stance over all of these questions is directly related to its fears over the possible future secession not only of Catalonia, but the Basque Country too. Mr. Esteban of the Basque Nationalist Party reminded Spanish members of Parliament during the debate on April 8th on allowing a Catalan referendum that it will not be very long now before the Basque Country is also demanding its own right to decide. But we are a very long way from anything resembling a showdown between a newly deformed Spain and a newly independent Catalonia over the possibility of EU membership, veto or not. The decision in March by Spain's Constitutional Court to reject the legality of the Declaration of Sovereign Competence by the Catalan Parliament, and the resounding result of last week's vote in the Spanish Parliament, in which 86% of Spanish MPs voted against allowing the Catalan Parliament to hold a referendum on independence, represent perhaps the two most significant actions against the idea of secession by Spanish institutions to date. It is significant that neither represents decisive action on the matter by Mr. Rajoy's government. It remains to be seen whether the Spanish Prime Minister will choose to attempt to apply articles of the Spanish Constitution that some on the Spanish right argue already allow him to try to remove Mr. Mas from power and have him arrested on charges of sedition and rebellion. Even if Mr. Mas is not removed from government, and even if the Catalan government does manage to organise a referendum on November the 9th, and even if the independence vote wins, and even if Catalonia then moves from trying to organise a referendum to trying to unilaterally declare independence, no one has any idea at this point about what will happen next on the ground in real life. It remains unlikely that Madrid will allow Barcelona to simply walk off with Catalonia without some kind of sterner conflict, given that Catalonia represents such a very large part of the Spanish economy. Having said all of that, the Spain report agrees that it is probable that deals will be done in Brussels, Berlin and Paris if the push for Catalan independence ever gets that far, but only if Brussels, Berlin and Paris can also come up with an ingenious plan to dissipate what will by then be a monumental amount of Spanish anger.